Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show on 95.9 FM, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly screaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show. As you can tell, I've officially got Buck all fixed up. I took him down to... I took my Buck Owens signature guitar to Music Villa, as well as my Taylor guitar, earlier this month, and had a new set of strings put on. Do believe I'm officially ready for Red Ant's pants, and believe I shouldn't have any problems this go round with my Buck Owens signature guitar. So I think it's safe to say Buck's officially back. With that, I'd like to open up with Bobby Vinton's Roses Are Red, My Love. Roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. A long, long time ago, on graduation day, you handed me your book. I signed this way, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. We dated through high school, and when the big day came, you handed me your book. We dated through high school, and when the big day came, I wrote into your book, next to my name, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Then I went far away and found someone new. I read your letter, dear, and I wrote back to you. Roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, good luck, may God bless you. is that your little girl? She looks a lot like you. Someday some boy will write in her book, two roses are red, my love, violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Roses are red, my love, violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Okay, next I'd like to do Ricky Skaggs' Crying My Heart Out Over You. Off somewhere the music's playing soft and low, and another holds the one that I love so. I was blind, I could not see that you meant the world to me. And like a fool, I stood and watched you go. Now I'm crying my heart out over you. Those blue eyes, now they smile at someone new. Ever since you went away, I die a little more each day while I'm crying my heart out over you. Each night I climb the stairs up to my room. Seems I hear you whisper in the moon. I miss your picture on the wall and your footsteps in the hall while I'm crying my heart out over you. Now I'm crying my heart out over you. Blue eyes, now they smile at someone new. Ever since you went away, I die a little more each day while I'm crying my heart out over you. Yes, I'm crying my heart. Okay, next I'd like to do one by my friend John Westbrook. This one's called The Old Woods Runner. The old man drinks his fill, moves slowly up the hill, headed for the forest and the stream. He's given it his best. There's a pounding in his chest. This here hill's a lot steeper than it seems. Nearly 6 years of running with the deer, freezing up his legs down in the snow. There's an aching in his bones, and the way that old north wind blows tells him what he doesn't want to know. Gone forever, the young man he knew, who moved through the forest like a breeze. Gone forever, all those years that brought the woods runner to his knees. His old eyes start to fail as he starts back down the hill, far from the forest and the streams. Swear someday he'll return, but knows he never will. He sits back in his chair and he dreams. The old man dreams he's a young man again, forest like a breeze. Warms by the fires from all those years that brought the woods runner to his knees. He's long been laid to rest, been 30 years, I guess, but I still feel his presence in the trees. And I think of him sometimes when I've got some hills to climb and life's brought me down to my knees. Gone forever, that old man I knew, who moved through the forest like a breeze. But I'll long remember all those years the old woods runner gave to me. Yes, I'll long remember all those years the old woods runner gave to me.
Slowly, I'll be there if you ever want me.
I don't know who actually wrote that, but I've heard that done by a variety of different artists. I think Janie Fricke's done that, as well as I remember hearing Buck Owens do that on a old episode of Hee Haw one time.
It's been a while since you've played that one, I think.
Right.
That's a good one.
Next, I'd like to do Willie Nelson's My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys. Starting to remember that I not saying Michael Martin Murphy when I heard. Childhood days, I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long, just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving. Boys are special with their own brand of misery. For being alone too long, you can die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Again, a purpose instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out sadness, old worn out memories, with no one and no place to stay. Heroes have always been cowboys, still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
And I can't live a lie any longer.
I just can't be something that I ain't. Next, I'd like to do an old bluegrass tune called Oh Susanna.
Well, I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana for my tulip for the sea. It rained all night the day I left, the weather it was dry. The sun so hot I froze to death, Susanna, don't you cry. I thought I saw Susanna dear coming down the hill. The red roses in her hand, a tear was in her eye. I said, I come from Alabama, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I soon would be in New Orleans, and then I look around, and when I find my gal Susanna, I fall upon the ground. But if I cannot find her there, then I'll surely die. And when I'm dead and buried, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Yes, I know that would sound better on the banjo, which I do have. I just forgot to bring it with me, and I will bring it back before the next anniversary show.
It might have been an armful with your two guitars and your banjo. That would have been, you might need a roadie.
That's right. Okay, next I want to do an old, I'd like to do an old Statler Brothers tune called Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth, I long to see your pretty face. I long to touch your lips. I long to feel your warm embrace. Don't know if I could ever live my life without you. Oh, Elizabeth, I'm sure missing you. that felt brand new. And you're so far away, I have to say I'm feeling blue. Oh, Elizabeth, I'm sure missing you. Oh, Elizabeth, I long to see your pretty face. I long to touch your lips. I long to feel your warm embrace. Don't know if I could ever live my life without you. Well, it's been said before that I've caused many heartaches, and I wonder if that part's really true. Be it right or wrong, it feels my heart will surely break. I hope you understand. Oh, Elizabeth, I long to see your pretty face. I long to touch your lips. I long to feel your warm embrace. Don't know if I could ever live my life. Don't know if I could ever live my life without you. Oh, Elizabeth, I'm sure missing you. Oh,
okay, next, before I get into my next set of songs, I'd like to relate on to everyone that I haven't got another date yet from Red Tractor Pizza, but hopefully should... be finding something out before the end of the year. Also, while I don't have any more national anthem gigs lined up, I did get a response back from the Valley View Rodeo Company. I sent them a message, I believe was Friday or Saturday night, asking them if they had any openings for the to do the national anthem at their new rodeo that they have at the fairgrounds on Thursday nights, and they responded. They thanked me for reaching out and said that they would keep me in mind. So. Possibly sometime down the road, you'll possibly see me at the fairgrounds, hopefully, if not this year, hopefully sometime next year in the future. Yes, and since this is June, I also can't forget one last time. This will be my this is my last show before Red Ant's Pants. So, hope you all got your tickets in advance to come see me myself, to come see me and my friend Stephanie Quayle up at Red Ant's Pants, as well as Marty Stewart, Tanya Tucker, and all the rest of the lineup. It's going to be a really good show this year. I'm very excited and can't wait. Other than that, I think that's about it. I don't know of any other performances I have coming up. I haven't been contacted by the Roller Girls yet, so hopefully wait and see what finds out what comes with that. If I hear of anything else, I'll post it on FaceTime. So, again, thank you all for tuning in and enjoy the rest of the show. My next song will be Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Logic.
There's a great American hero that we all look up to. When the times are hard and the chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. And if you ask for his advice, you'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Before it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, deck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. Excuse me, that's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution to just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off and get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution to just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, driving fence. The old cowhand was testing the kid on his skills and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while, and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned, and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy's the one in the middle. Now, he ain't there just by fate. 'Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then he don't have to mess with the gate.
That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution to just about anything. He's got a simple solution to just about anything. Okay, next I'd like to do Kenny Rogers' The Gambler and Coward of the County. On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness, till the boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle and drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And then I got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. So if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back towards the window, crushed out his cigarette and faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
considered him the coward of the county. Never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama called him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me that Reuben Tom was wrong. And he was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. And I took care of Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. And in her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. And they took turns at Becky. Three of them. Tommy opened up the door and saw his Becky crying. A torn dress, a shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace, took down his daddy's picture. As the tears fell on his daddy's face, I heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble when you can. Now it don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yeller's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I couldn't turn the other cheek. Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight for a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county."
Okay, next I want to do an old Bill Anderson tune that I don't think I've done. I may have done this before, if not for a while. This one's called The Story of the Unicorn. It's a little bit of a old gospel flavor to it. It's talks about the great flood years, and it anyway goes like this. A long time ago, when the earth was green, why, there were more kind of animals than you've ever seen. And they just ran around free while the earth was being born. And the loveliest of all was the unicorn. There were green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he cried, "Stand back, 'cause I'm gonna make it rain." He said, "Hey, brother Noah, I tell you what you do. You build me a floating zoo, and take some green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn." Well, old Noah was there to answer the call, and he finished up making the ark just as the rain started to fall. And he marched in the animals, two by two, and he called out as they went through, "Hey Lord, I got your green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just don't see no unicorn." And then Noah looked out through the driving rain, and those unicorns were hiding, playing silly little games, kicking and a splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, those silly old unicorns. We got green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, we just can't wait on the unicorn. Well, the ark started moving and it drifted with the tide, and those unicorns looked up in the rocks and they cried. But the rain just kept on falling and kind of floated them away. And that's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day. But you see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no
Yeah, I don't think I've heard you do that one. It's been a long time since I've heard that song.
Wow.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. Okay, next I'd like to do an old Porter Wagner tune. This one's called Satisfied Mind. How many times have you heard someone say, "If I had his money, I could do things my way"? But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in town.
satisfied mind. Once I was winning in fortune and fame, the life that I dreamed of, to get a start in life's game. Then suddenly it happened, I lost every dime, but I'm richer by far, with a satisfied mind. Money can't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a love that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man with a satisfied mind. When my life has ended and my time has run out, my friends and my loved ones I'll leave, there's no doubt. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
Okay. Okay, I've been told I got 6 minutes left, so I'm going to close out with this last song. It's another Porter Wagoner tune called Our Little Cabin Home on the Hill.
In our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. A longing for you still, but I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill.
All right, well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to conclude this month's edition of the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show. Thank you all very much for tuning in, and I'll I hope to see y'all at Red Ants Pants. By the way, my June show will be the day after Red Ants Pants, July 31st. So until then, have a good month, and I'll see y'all at Red Ants Pants.
I think if you want to see Larry, he's going to kick off the festival at Red Ants on Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
On the side stage, right?
Yeah, July the 28th at
3:30. All right. So, man, it's a fantastic lineup Friday at Red Ants. I mean, it's a great lineup all weekend, but it kicks off with a bang and kick it off with Larry. So maybe we'll see you out there in the cow pasture. We'll see. You know, maybe it won't be quite as dusty this year. So, and it sounds like Buck is all ready and raring to go, all tuned up. I think the guys at Music Villa got him all in ship shape. So,
yeah, absolutely.